When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Entity Case. The unseen violator of Culver City. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place often associated with bright lights, endless sunshine, and the shimmering illusions of Hollywood, Culver City, California. But in 1974, within the unassuming walls of a suburban home, a nightmare unfolded that was far more terrifying than any cinematic creation. It was a violation so profound, so deeply personal, that it challenged the very boundaries of belief, forcing those who witnessed it to confront the chilling reality of an unseen, malevolent entity capable of the most heinous acts. This is the harrowing and deeply disturbing case of Doris Bither, a case that would come to be known simply as The Entity. Doris Bither was a single mother of four children, living a life of quiet struggle in a modest house in Culver City. She was a woman with a complex past, marked by her own challenges, but utterly devoted to her children. Like many, she believed in the unseen, but she was by no means a sensationalist. Her life, though perhaps unconventional, was grounded in the everyday realities of raising a family. She was utterly unprepared for the supernatural terror that would invade her home, her life, and ultimately, her very body. The initial manifestations were subtle, almost dismissible. Doris began to experience strange phenomena in her home. Objects would move on their own. Keys would vanish from hooks, only to reappear elsewhere. Cups would slide across counters. Doors would inexplicably open or close. She and her children reported hearing strange noises, disembodied whispers, scraping sounds from empty rooms, the faint rustle of clothing where no one stood. At first, Doris attempted to rationalize these events, attributing them to an old house settling, or the mischievousness of children. But the frequency and the unsettling nature of the occurrences began to escalate, growing beyond simple poltergeist activity. The phenomena soon turned overtly aggressive. Doris herself became the primary target. She claimed to be physically assaulted by an invisible force. She would be slapped across the face, punched in the ribs, shoved against walls by unseen hands. These attacks were sudden, violent, and left her bruised and terrified. She would scream, lash out against the empty air, her children witnessing her frantic struggle against nothing. The attacks were not random. They were deliberate, personal, and aimed solely at her. The psychological toll was immense, leaving her exhausted, paranoid, and perpetually on edge within her own home. But the physical assaults were merely a horrifying prelude to the true, unspeakable terror that awaited Doris Bither. The malevolent entity, unseen but undeniably present, began to subject her to repeated and brutal sexual assaults. Doris claimed she was violently raped by invisible forces, sometimes multiple times a night. She described being held down by unseen hands, unable to move, while her body was violated. The horror of fighting against an attacker she could not see, touch, or even comprehend drove her to the brink of madness. She would recount the experiences with chilling detail, her voice raw with terror and shame, the memories deeply traumatizing. The violation was profound, leaving her not only physically battered, but emotionally shattered. Her children, though primarily spared the direct sexual assaults, were undeniable witnesses to the haunting. They would see objects fly across rooms, hear the unearthly sounds, and most terrifyingly, watch their mother fight desperately against unseen assailants, her screams echoing through the house. Their fear and distress added another layer of agony to Doris's suffering, as she felt powerless to protect them from the horror that had invaded their lives. Desperate and without recourse, Doris eventually sought help. Her story was so extreme, so beyond the realm of typical psychiatric understanding, that she was referred to Dr. Barry Taff and Kerry Gaynor, respected paranormal investigators from the Southern California Society for Psychical Research, sometimes referred to as being affiliated with UCLA's Psychophysiology Laboratory. They were cautious, scientifically minded researchers, accustomed to sifting through hoaxes and misinterpretations. What they encountered in Doris Bither's home would forever challenge their skepticism and provide chilling corroboration for her extraordinary claims. Taff and Gaynor, along with their team, set up sophisticated recording equipment in the Bither home. They conducted extensive interviews with Doris and her children, attempting to find any logical explanation. For weeks they waited, observed, and documented the phenomena. And then the undeniable evidence began to manifest, not just for Doris, but for the trained investigators themselves. They witnessed objects being thrown across rooms by unseen forces. They saw inexplicable lights, shimmering, glowing spheres of energy, appear and disappear within the house, defying any known source. Electrical equipment would malfunction erratically. But the most compelling and terrifying corroboration came with the manifestation of the entity itself. During one observation session, Taff and Gaynor, along with their team, reportedly witnessed the fleeting yet unmistakable appearance of a cloudy male figure. It was translucent, vaporous, almost like a swirling mist, but with a distinct, vaguely malevolent, humanoid form. It would appear briefly, often near Doris, before dissolving back into the air. This fleeting manifestation, witnessed by multiple objective observers, provided undeniable proof that something was present, something that Doris was indeed fighting. While the investigators did not claim to witness the sexual assaults directly, they certainly witnessed the aggressive physical phenomena directed at Doris, including her being thrown or struck by unseen forces, further validating her claims of violation. The entity, investigators concluded, seemed singularly focused on Doris Bither, its malevolence deeply personal. Its motivation remained unknown. Was it a particularly powerful poltergeist, a lingering spirit of a past resident, or something far more ancient and demonic, drawn to her for reasons unknown? The sheer persistence and escalating intimacy of the attacks suggested a deliberate, conscious malevolence. The terrifying events of the Doris Bither case gained significant public notoriety. Her story, particularly the harrowing claims of invisible sexual assault, directly inspired the chilling 1982 film The Entity, starring Barbara Hershey. The film, though dramatized, brought the profound terror of Doris Bither's ordeal to a global audience, forcing countless viewers to confront the deeply disturbing possibility that some beings exist not just to haunt, but to actively, brutally violate. The case of Doris Bither remains one of the most famous and disturbing alleged hauntings in modern history. The official record offers no explanation beyond the testimony of those involved. Doris Bither herself continued to struggle with the alleged entity, eventually moving away from the Culver City home. Though whether the entity truly left her, or merely lessened its relentless attacks, remains a chilling ambiguity. She spent her later years wrestling with the memories, forever marked by the unseen violator. What truly tormented Doris Bither in her home, dear listeners? Was it a malevolent spirit? A demon drawn to a specific individual, or perhaps to the energy of her home? The sheer scale of her suffering, the physical evidence on her body, and the corroborated accounts from investigators paint a terrifying picture of a horror that defies rational explanation. It is a stark reminder that some battles are fought alone, against an enemy that cannot be seen, touched, or comprehended. And the terror of being utterly defenseless against an unseen, malevolent force capable of the most intimate and profound violation is perhaps the deepest, most agonizing fear of all. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.